rock, sport, and talk. This is Full Time with Matt Jones. Radio City Talk.
Right, Scott Davis, you're getting pretty used to going to Wembley now.
Yeah, I could keep getting used to it as well. No, we're it's exciting, isn't it? We've done well to get where we've got to, so we're going to enjoy it. But we've experienced both emotions, so we're going there to win.
How does it feel compared to last year? Does it feel any different?
No, I think calm's a good word to use. To be honest, it's been a calm week. I think it's been helpful that you've got a bit of a period of time between the semi and the final this time. It's not as quick a turnaround, so we were able to digest last week that we got there, and then this week it's work as normal.
Must have felt pretty good getting one over on Forest Green in a semi-final as well.
Oh yeah, especially after the last few years. I didn't think we'd ever beat them, but no, yeah, delighted. Delighted for this group as well, you know. I think there's a lot of us that I feel we're playing below the level, so especially the last couple of years. But now people are starting to stand up and take notice of some of these players, and then we're getting the rewards for that and what comes with doing well. So I'm pleased for a lot of the boys.
You mentioned the two results at Wembley, one defeat, one win. Obviously, the win was massive last year and you were driven on a little bit by the defeat. Do you still harness that pain and know what it feels like?
Yeah, I think I touched on it after the Forest Green game. A big chunk of these players have experienced both emotions, and I'm a firm believer, having experienced what I experienced, that I never want to go to Wembley and lose again. So I'm going there for one thing and one thing only. I think all this talk of enjoy it and savour it and you go into Wembley, I'm not really a believer of that. That when we got beat, it ruined my life for a period of time, if I'm totally honest. I felt like I lost 12 months of my life before that Boreham Wood game. So I'll still be using that, and anyone that went through that should be using that. So like I say, we've experienced both emotions, and we're going there for one thing only.
You mentioned that Boreham Wood game last year. When we came down into these interviews, you were all so focused, and you mentioned every time there's still one more step to take. Do you feel that way this time as well?
Yeah, I think if you I've watched quite a lot of the playoffs this year, and I think if you look at our celebrations in comparison to a lot of the other teams' celebrations, it was a lot more muted. When we got in the dressing room, it was all still one more, one more, one more. And like I say, this group knows it's not nice to lose there. So we're going there to win, and we're preparing well. We're preparing as normal, not doing anything differently. Still training here, still, I don't know, wearing the same old tracksuits, no suits, still travelling as we'd normally travel, and it's just another game. We treat it that way, and hopefully that'll pay dividends.
What's Wembley like to play at?
Yeah, it's the home of football, isn't it? And it's the biggest arena in England. I don't know how to really explain it. It's the pinnacle. It's as high honour of playing in an arena as you can get. And like I say, we're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to taking a big crowd with us. And I hope the fans enjoy it, to be honest. They deserve it. They've been through a lot over the years, haven't they? So it's nice that they're getting their day in the sunshine now, because Tramie were laughed at for a period of time, and now who's laughing?
And those fans made such a huge difference last year, didn't they? Particularly in that second half, you'll be given the message that do the same again.
Yeah, I don't forget, well, it was still 1-1 out of nowhere when the roars were going up, and the fans really did suck the ball towards that goal. So I think we're in the opposite end this year as well, aren't we? So hopefully we can create some more memories down that side. And like I said, they're massive for us. You just have to look at our last however many home attendances. It's not going to be anything different taking what we're going to take to Wembley, because we've been getting such big crowds at home. And we're really, really looking forward to it.
It'd be nice to see the east side of the stadium with some fans actually in it, won't it, compared to the last two seasons?
Yeah, do you know what as well? I think Newport will bring a few as well, so it should make for a good atmosphere. But like I say, the Tramier fans, the Super White Army, since I've been here, they've got better and better, and they're really with us now. And like I say, they deserve their day in the sunshine as well, and hopefully they'll get to enjoy it as well.
And for you personally, you're going to be the first player leading that team out as well.
Yeah, if that's the way that the team goes, and the manager asks me to be captain, then it'll be a huge honour for me. And but on a personal level, I still look at Big Mac as the captain. He's still a big figure around the place, and he's someone I've got huge respect for, and someone that's captained me most of my career. So I've been through a lot with him, and you can't say this too much, but he really is a really good friend that I've took from football. And if he steps on the pitch, I'll be throwing the armband his way.
when you came to Tranmere, they'd just been relegated from League Two to the National League. You've managed to get them back into League Two. What would it mean to help get them back into League One?
Yeah, it's just another step on the journey, isn't it? And I think when I did sign here, the chairman hadn't been here long, but they were talking about where they wanted to get the club back to the heights it had been before, and this is just another step on the journey. We took a huge leap last year. If we can do it again this year, then superb. But if not, there's only one place this club's going now, and you only have to look around the place and see that the club's at the heart of the community now, that there's only one place Tranmere's going following Saturday, win or lose.
And for you personally, it's going to be such a magnificent occasion. I'm sure you're going to have plenty of friends and family down there once again.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. And this is why we play football. You play to play in big games, you play to play games on telly, you play to play in front of all the crowds and please your family and please your friends. And let's be honest, all those people that play football have a slight amount of arrogance about us to do it, don't we? So we, like I say, we're all going to enjoy it, we're all going to savour it, but we're only going there to win, and I can never want to experience that feeling of losing again. So we'll take that with us. We'll take the memories of last year's fight and desire that we showed to get over the line last year, and we'll put it all together, and hopefully that'll get us over the line again.
What about Newport? What are they like to play against?
Tough team. We just showed we're not beating this year. I don't think we scored against them either, have we? So they're a good team. I know a couple of their lads. They're big, they're physical. They mix it both ways, so we have to make sure we stand up to that. But like I say, I've got belief that we've got good footballers at this football club, so we back ourselves and back our own ability, and if we turn up, we'll be fine.
And you haven't lost many games lately either, and you've had a lot of really tough games against sides chasing promotion themselves.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of the coverage when I watched the game back, and they were saying about our form weren't great and all this, but to be honest, if you looked at the teams we played, I think Lincoln's a good result, Bury's a good result, and the results you probably would have took at the start of the season. So it never felt like we were in bad form to me. It felt like we were getting good results. Obviously, you don't get automatic promotion because of what you've done over the course of a season. So we knew we were still doing well, we were playing well. And like I say, we've got to the playoff final, so we're doing something right.
Good luck, enjoy it, and hopefully come 5 o'clock Saturday, we're talking about a League One club.
Oh, that'd be amazing. So hopefully we can do that for the fans and for everyone connected with the club.
Cheers for your time, Scott.
Thank you.
Full Time with Matt Jones. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.
And let's look ahead. 2 days' time, Tranmere are going to be back at Wembley for the third year running as they take on Newport County in the playoff final, the League Two playoff final. This time next week, they could be a League One club. And someone who's going to be down there and cheering them on all the way is Rovers legend Mark Hughes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. And, well, third year running at Wembley, it's really is quite unbelievable.
Yes, it is. The players at Mickey have done absolutely brilliant. And hopefully this will be finish it off nicely by getting promoted back to League One.
You were there last year, which was one of the most dramatic games I've ever seen in my life. I'm not sure it can quite top that.
Well, I don't want the tension with someone getting sent off in the first couple of minutes. But as I said, that day, they were magnificent. And all the applause they got from the pundits on telly, they're fully deserved.
You've been around the club for the last few months, coming to watch some of the games. How impressed have you been with them?
Very impressed. It went through a little sticky patch towards the end of the season. But the game that sticks out in my mind is the Forest Green second leg away, because they were absolutely magnificent that night and they deserved everything that they got.
They certainly did. I mean, they showed in that occasion as well that they can really handle those big occasions.
They certainly can. And it's just not handling it, the pressure. It's they good players on top of it. And if they do the game plan properly, I can't see any problem.
Who are the ones who you think have been the real standouts this season, other than the obvious being James Norwood, of course?
Well, obviously, James, obviously, 32 goals he scored this year. Monty at the back, these last 2 months, he played really, really well. And it's just an all-round team spirit with them all. You know, you knock one down, you've got to knock them all down, which is what you need if you want to be successful.
Well, that's the thing Mickey Mellon said, actually, at the end of season do a few days ago. He said, you know, he was about to announce who had won the Player of the Season award as voted for by the fans, but he said, I could probably pick 10.
Yep, I completely agree with him. Because from Scotty in goal all the way up to James up front, it's a team game, and they've all put a shift in, and as you said, they all deserved Player of the Season. Obviously, it went to one, I presume, who did deserve it.
He certainly did. I mean, you're a former defender. You must be very impressed with how they've done at the back. I think it's 22 clean sheets in all competitions this season.
That's right, because Scotty won the Golden Glove, didn't he? He did send me a picture of it to rub it in. So, yeah, I've been very impressed with them. Organised, you know, and as you said, if you get past one, you've got to get past them all. And that's every credit to the players and to the standard football Mickey is instilling in them.
You must know Mickey and Scott pretty well, given that you all come from that Blackpool way.
That's right, yeah. I was up with Scotty a good few months ago, had a couple of drinks with me and Eric Nixon and Scotty up in Blackpool. And he's just a lovely lad, a big future. You know, I know he's getting on a bit, bless him, but he can go on for years because what a wonderful keeper he is.
And what a moment it's going to be for him on Saturday as well, because assuming that he is captain and that McNulty doesn't come back into the side, he'll be leading the team out at Wembley.
I think with Scotty, he'll take all this stride because he's a proud man and he'll want to do it for fans. At the end of the day, the fans have been magnificent and he'll want to do it for them as well as the football club and all the staff.
He certainly will. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time. I'm speaking to Tranmere legend Mark Hughes ahead of this weekend's playoff final against Newport. They're going for their second promotion in a row. How big an achievement would that be?
Well, it would be amazing, you know, to see they come from the conference as it was, which is a very hard league to get out of. They've done that through the playoffs, and now, as I said, they've kept the momentum going, and hopefully that they can succeed on Saturday and hopefully then get higher where I think everybody deserves.
I mean, you, when you were at Tranmere, you did 2 in 3 years and that was pretty incredible given you lost a playoff final in there as well.
That's right, yeah. We lost a playoff final, but as you said, we had that same spirit, team spirit that Tranmere seems to have now. And, you know, you knock us down, but we've still come back fighting the following year. And also that epic win against Bolton. It's a wonderful time for the club and the supporters.
How many parallels do you see between this era of Tranmere and the era of Tranmere that you were involved in under Johnny King?
Oh, at the end of the day, Johnny King, well, the legend as he is. We had good players, individual players as well as team players. And this era now, you can see it all coming together, as I said earlier, with them working together, hopefully with James up front next year. You know, I can see them, you know, going well again next season if they do it.
Mm. And you mentioned that Bolton game, the 1-0 playoff final win, Chris Malkin's goal. Is that the one that stands out as the best game of your club career?
I think so, obviously, because who would expect a little Tranmere to be in the championship as it is now, when we finally got there. And it's an amazing feeling, especially then with the old Twin Towers then, in front of all, I think it was 20,000 Tranmere supporters there. You know, it's just amazing.
It's such a great venue, Wembley. How has it changed, in your opinion, now, having watched Tranmere at the new one compared to playing there at the old one? Is it better or worse?
I think the character of the old one, obviously, it's renowned around the world, isn't it, the old one? But the new one now is so vast. And it's the atmosphere is still there, because you wouldn't have thought of it being so vast. So, you know, grounds have got to progress, and then that's what they've done, building that new Wembley.
And you mentioned the atmosphere, and it made such a difference last year when Tranmere won against Boreham Wood, and everyone will be hoping that they can create a similar party atmosphere this weekend.
Well, we hope so. As I said previously, I think we've got the best supporters around, if I'm honest with you. They need to travel through thick and thin to support you, and it'd be nice to do it for them, because I think all the money they spend travelling the country, they deserve it.
It's going to be a fantastic occasion, it really is. And those who do come down and hopefully see a victory on Saturday, Mark, they're going to get to see you and a number of other legends in action on Sunday in a charity match at Heswell.
That's right, yeah. We're playing a charity match at Heswell. There's a few of us playing, so we're looking forward to that. But trust me, I won't be running around. all fair one day too. But looking forward to that. So looking to see all the old friends again and having a good day.
Who do you most look forward to playing with or reuniting yourself with on these occasions?
Them all, basically. As I said, we were such good friends around the place. And also, yeah, I'm with Big Eric all the time. So it'd be nice to see them all, just to catch up and just to, you know, get back on that pitch with them all.
There are loads and loads of legends taking part in this. Ian Moore is one of them. I think Andy Robertson, yeah. Alan Mann, Clint Hill, I think I saw his name down there. And Mickey Mellon, hangover dependent, is going to be managing the Rovers legend side as well. All kicking off in Heswell Football Club, but in aid of the SWA2 Fund and a couple of other charities this weekend as well. So, Mark, enjoy it. And fingers crossed for a win at Wembley on Saturday as well.
Thanks very much, mate. I hope and pray that they'll do it. And touch wood, I think they will.
Fingers crossed they do, Mark. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
No problem, mate. Thanks ever so much.
Full time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Right, Mickey, we stood in this near exact spot 2 years ago and I think you said to us you'd never been to Wembley as a player or manager before, and now you're preparing for your third trip there in 3 years. It's an incredible feat.
Well, I must have lied to you. I've been here before a couple of times. Not the new Wembley. I'd been to the old Wembley a few times, but no, to take the club there for the third season as the manager is terrific for everybody, for the whole area, for you guys, to give everybody the opportunity to go down there and contest the last place out of the division is fantastic for the players. But they'll be the first to tell you, same as I am, we want to do our best to seal the deal now.
Yeah, that was very much the message last year going into the final, that the job's nowhere near done yet.
No, it's nowhere near done. All we've done is give ourselves an opportunity to, over one game, to contest the last place out of division, which is terrific effort from everybody concerned. And now the big prize is there for us in Newport to get into the division above.
How exciting an occasion is it for yourself and for the players?
Yeah, it's a massive day, but we try and keep your emotions in check. You try and get to the same level as what's got you there, if that makes sense. You don't try and get too overexcited. If there's something to be drawn out the environment that gets a wee bit more out of yourself, then yeah, take that on. But it's really about making sure that you're of the right mentality, you're playing at the right tempo, you're doing the jobs that you have to do for the team as an individual and as a group. So it's about concentrating on that, make sure you deliver on that.
And you've had the opportunity to maintain that intensity right through to the end of the season, because a lot of the teams you've been playing have been chasing promotion as well. Do you think that's helped you?
Yeah, I think so. We have had some tough games towards the end of the season. People, probably a wee bit of lazy journalism really, you guys, not you guys, but maybe the Nationals and things had pointed towards that we hadn't won so many games at the end of the season, but I think we only lost two, apart from the Crawley game, where we all know the circumstances, we had injuries to make sure that we didn't get, if you like. But we played a lot of tough games. We played Lincoln, Bury, Newport themselves, all the promotion teams, MK Dons, towards the end of the season, and played really well. Played really well. Never got the victories, but never lost any of them. So no, that's definitely helped, and it's obviously gave us a measurement of where we're at, because you get tested in the games as well. So it stood in good stead over the two games against Forest Green, and now we find ourselves with an opportunity at Wembley.
And you're a confident bunch anyway, but you must take so much out of that Forest Green result, particularly the away leg.
Yeah, I thought they played really well from start to finish. We spoke an awful lot about if you like, and the players took it all on board and carried it out. And managed to put in a very, very good performance in both legs and get us to the final.
Last year, your motivational message to the players was about the 107 steps and going up them and looking back at them when you were out of the tunnel to make sure that you knew what your job was. Similar message this year?
I'll tell you that at the end. We'll speak about that at the end. But the main thing is about getting the players into the right position mentally, physically, to go and give them themselves, and it really is about them now. That's what my job is, to get them as ready as it can be in order to go and give themselves the best opportunity possible of in a fantastic stadium of becoming League One players.
And you've had quite a lot of time to prepare for it this year, much more than last time.
Yeah, it has been a long time. It has And we are still having to be very, very careful about making sure that we hit the intensities of training that's needed in order to, like I say, get yourself right prepared for a playoff game. And then also with the sort of injuries thing, you're sort of worrying about that as well. But we'll continue to do that right up until Saturday, because that's the only way to get them best prepared. But the players have been great. The staff have been brilliant. We've really organised the best way we can to make sure that they'll be ready.
Any injuries to report other than the knee injuries, the long-term ones?
No, we're okay. Everybody's fine. They're all raring to go. They have been for a few days now. We've sort of had to harness that in a little bit as well, because things were coming a wee bit ultra competitive. It was usually competitive, but before these games, you expect it to go that way, and you just have to rein them in a wee bit sometimes.
I'm guessing that you're hoping Mike Dean will be refereeing as well.
That would be a bonus, wouldn't it? No, terrific. We all know Mike, so we know that what you've seen there on TV is how the guy felt. And it's about time. I love it when people show their emotions and aren't too worried about what people think about them. And he obviously, that's how he felt. Fantastic. I'm glad that we were able to help him and feel like that. Because he follows the club up and down the country with his daughter. He's a great supporter of the club. And he's entitled as much as anybody else to go and show that.
Fingers crossed there's similar scenes at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Good luck.
Fingers crossed. Cheers. Thank you, pal.
Full time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.